Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, hello. We got some sunspots coming through a slightly overcast Buffalo, New York sky. This is coming from the production studios of Blog Talk Radio, special studio proximate to the Buffalo Ski Center. That being said, we finally got the show started, albeit 4 or 5 minutes late, but I'd like to welcome all our listeners to the show. And just to let you know, I'm trying to set up our studio after an emergency communication with Ron Clayton. So bear with me here a moment while I try and get things going. But anyway, I'll continue on telling you that Blog Talk Radio comes through the generosity of the Hope Collection, a nonprofit group 10 or 15 years in existence and sponsoring, setting up this program. Today is Travel Tuesday, and Rick Reese is usually on board with us, and I'm going to set up that as soon as my computer reacts here. It is a virtual studio and takes a few minutes when my computer is only half awake to get tied in. So now we're tied in, and I'm going to turn on some other microphones here. Ron Clayton, you are now live. Take it from here. Ron Clayton, I hear you breathing, Ron. Please talk.
Good afternoon. Can you hear me, Gary?
Now we're connected. Sunspots resolved. Ron, you're the facilitator of this. The studio is open. We have one caller on the line from Tennessee.
Can you hear me? Gary, can you hear me?
Yes,
jump
Ron.
Jump up and down, Gary, if you can hear me.
Ron Clayton. Whoa. Wait a minute. Okay, what's going on? Ron, can you hear me? Ron Clayton. More sunspots.
Gary, can you hear me? Hi, Gary.
I hear you, Ron.
Good. I don't know what happened to Gary. He, my computer froze up. My keyboard's not working. I don't know what's wrong. But so I called Gary. I text Gary and asked him to stuff to show up. Now, there he is. Hi, Gary.
Well, hello, hello. I was talking before I heard all your stuff, but apparently my voice wasn't coming through. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, and you just appeared on the dashboard. I've got the dashboard here.
Well,
not,
I had to recall
not,
in. I had to recall
yeah,
because
yeah.
You weren't hearing anything I was saying. The show's all yours, Ron. Take it from here.
Well, I hope you're going to be around, or you got to go.
I'll be hanging around, but I'm finishing up some details after a fantastic morning.
Boy, what a fantastic morning. I congratulate you, Gary. You know,
thank you.
These serendipities that just keep showing up. I'll use your words. So many times, this is just God showing us that by following his plan, if we trust him and stay in our trust, that he is going to be here for us. And I call, like I said, I call. My keyboard's still not working, so there you go. Hi, Rick.
Hey, how's it going?
Great. Are you kidding? We got those sunspots out here again, Rick.
Well, I've got to launch a satellite or something, and we'll check it out for you. Hold on.
All right. Well, that is what you do, by the way. I remember correctly, so. Well, we just got a little...
Hey, hold on, let me push this button here. Oh, yeah, it's beautiful out here in Colorado. Another beautiful day. And I tell you, my daughter, a lot of times we don't realize what we have and the information that we share with the people on the call here about hope and in the Hope Collection. And the information that we have on our websites, optimizemylife.com and, you know, the other websites. But the information on expert ratings, expertrating.com, where you've got access to online certifications and ISO certified international, you know, you can take these classes and to beef up your resume or to create a resume. And you heard me talk some time back about my daughter who I gave her that link while she was applying for another college. And I told her, I said, you know, Britt, sure, you know, you can apply for the college and spend a ton of money and years later get a degree. And nothing against that, of course. I've got a couple of degrees. But I said, here is a link, expertrating.com. And then I want you to go there. And then they've got several classes you can take to enhance your resume. And so she did. And so she completed the project management certification, logistics management certification. And, you know, she was trying to get into DOD, and so I was kind of giving her a hint. That's my background of some classes she could take to beef up her resume. And she took accounting. And so she completed those three certifications, put them on her resume, and last week she actually got hired on by Northrop Grumman, which is aerospace, which is a major defense contractor. What's that?
I said that's a national defense contractor.
It is one of the largest defense contracts where they're actually going to pay for getting her security clearance for this position that they offered her. And I just thought about that. And first of all, congratulations to her for listening to her dad. How often does that happen? No, I shouldn't say that. She's a good kid. But now she's matured more. Growing up, I was kind of suspect. But, yeah, she listened to me and took that advice and took those classes. And, of course, we know in travel you also have career opportunity in travel as well. And but people can actually take their future, take control of their future, which is in their own hands, and not just sit there waiting for something to happen, but to actually make things happen. And so she got hired on. They're going to pay her a really good salary, and it's an actual career opportunity. The project she's working on, I can't even pronounce. And I'm from the military, all the acronyms. Excuse me. And so she's super excited, and that she has the door has opened for another career, and a real career. And as you mentioned, Northrop Grumman, they build the B-1 bomber and space systems and, I mean, all kinds of DOD type weaponry, you know, for the warfighters. And so she is she's on her way. But that was – what's that?
She protects our freedoms.
And to protect our freedom. In fact, that's one of the things that and I was telling her as she was going in for her interview. I said, you know, I had you and my son in ROTC, junior ROTC in high school. Cameron really took to it, and he's excelling. You know, he excelled in high school and college. He was actually the commander of the detachment in high school and commander of the detachment at Colorado State University. And so he just excelled in it. Brittany, you know, she had her badge on upside down. So Cameron would come in, man, you can't wear it like that. You got to, and he would fix it. But she really didn't want to go into the military. But one of the things I told her as she took her final interview is that, like you're saying, Ron, you know, three guys interviewed her from Northrop, and sure, they were retired military. And I said, you know, you didn't go into the military, but this is an opportunity to actually make a difference in defense of our nation and in support of the warfighters. I said, say that and watch how they light up. My final opportunity here to really get involved and defend our nation. You know, we have a lot of opportunities in the whole collection. And what's neat about that is that a person can pick and choose based on their own passion of where they want to go, their vision of where they want to go, and they can get involved. And, of course, the areas, you know, that we have, arts, education, energy, faith-based, family, food and water, health and housing, where a person can look at that and say, you know, this is where the area that appeals to me, that I'm leaning toward, you know, that strikes my passion, and they can get involved. And then, of course, we have all the different opportunities that people that we've vetted already that people can look at and say, you know, this is the area that I choose to earn an income, to make money. And of course, we talk travel on Tuesdays, but we have so many different areas, you know, throughout the week that that people can say, hey, you know, that's what I want to do. And nothing like travel, though. And but you know, as a person who says, you know, I want a career in travel, all the classes, you know, with the travel agency, that the host travel agency that we have access to, a person can become a Disney specialist. And when you think about that and the cost of education and going back to school and getting a degree and the time required, 2 years, 4 years later, when a person can actually come on board and search 365 and with the travel agency, access to the host travel agency, YTB, can get involved and build a portfolio based on their passion. I know, Gary, you had mentioned you knew a friend of yours is into photography, and being able to come into Surge and travel the world, our wedding destination specialists, they can create who they want to be and project. Isn't that amazing? So that's what Brittany did. She actually beefed up her resume. And using the tools that we talk about on the show, and to create and project to Northrop Grumman to actually get a real job. You know, you look out there now, and these jobs are just so, especially coming off the pandemic. You know, you've got the service industry that's really hurting because people don't want to go back to work, and you know, and that type of work. But we have a lot of opportunities here in the Hope Collection. And, of course, it's just helping others by helping them help others. That's what we do.
Well, you know, Rick, I'm going to pick up on that and ask you, you mentioned a site here, but I'd like to tell our listening audience that perhaps the best way to connect up and get more information on this is go to Optimize My Life. And there you sign up to become a member of the Hope Collection. And it's entirely free. And then once you do, then these resources are opened up before you in the R&R Center. So there's really two or three, well, actually several diverse websites, but it all begins with a sign-up membership. You can go directly to thehopecollection.com. You've got to click through. Or you can go to Optimize My Life and sign up directly there. Again, Rick, I emphasize that there's no charge for this. But then as you go into the different resources, it's very likely you could be taken to the RR Center website, and there you'll find a list of all of these certifications that Rick has mentioned. Oh, and by the way, Rick, I think as they sign up for the Hope Collection, they sign up to the Surge 365 portal. Am I right on that, Ron or Rick? Rick, let's let you answer that.
Well, it's optimizemylife.org. And, excuse me, not at the current time, but they can go there and they'll see a bunch of resources. And like as you mentioned, RCC, and I keep forgetting that site. What is it? RCC, the Resource Center website. What's that again?
RRCenter.org.
Say it one more time, please.
RR Center. It actually stands for Research and Resource Center. So it's rrcenter.org.
Oh, there. Yeah, I'm there. And what an awesome site. Joe did a fantastic job putting that together. And wow. Yeah, so we've got some resources for the families of the first responders, 250,000 our families we support generationally of the first responders, retired military, active duty military, and generational families. How powerful is that? And people are
Rick,
in need.
Can I ask you a question? Gary, can I,
sure.
Can I speak, please? Gary, Rick, can I ask you a question? How much do you think that Hope card is worth? Your daughter alone.
the Hope card.
Well, that represents the Hope collection.
Yeah, the Hope card is it's invaluable, and the reason it's invaluable is that it can be tailored to whatever the person wants.
Right.
It can be tailored to whatever they can see, whatever their passion is, whatever direction they want to go in. You know, it can be tailored. And tailored made, like those suits that you get, you know, where the tailor comes in and he's just making it to perfection, to your dimensions. It can be tailored to whatever the person wants.
Someone's got some noise in the background. I'm going to mute a couple phones.
So it represents a great opportunity. The Hope card, so powerful. So it represents an incredible opportunity. And it's very, very powerful. So a person can get that Hope card, and like you're saying, Gary, they can go to optimizemylife.org and register for free and have access to everything we're talking about. And pick and choose and say, hey, you know what? This is the direction I want my future to go in. And they can look at all those resources that are provided, so they can just tailor it to what they want. And if it changes, they can tailor it to the change. And so, yeah, the Hope card is very powerful.
You know, Rick, this gives us a good overview and does an excellent explanation of how the Hope Collection stands behind the entire Blog Talk Radio series. So I'll take this opportunity to remind our listening audience that we're on 5 days a week, and they can either listen during their lunch hour here in the East or tune in anywhere else and join us, because this is a call-in format. And so we have a special guest number for that call-in. And that guest number, if you have a pen or pencil handy, you can take down. And that guest number is dial area code 714, and the exchange is 816. And the number is 4686. That's 714-816-4686. And you can dial directly into the dashboard that we're all on here and join us in conversation. You can make comments. You can add your 2 cents worth, or you can ask the opinion of valuable experts such as we have today with Rick Reese here on Travel Tuesday. But, Rick, you mentioned, again, so wonderfully how the Hope Collection could steer you to resources that are available, and you said specifically that there was a travel resource in there, and I happen to know that's Surge 365. But I'd like to just give our audience a little summary, and then I'll turn it back to you, either by turning the microphone over to you or asking you a leading question here. But one of the things you do as you sign up to the Hope Collection, you can sign up then to the Surge 365 portal site. Now, what is a portal? Fancy word for saying the cloud or the internet. And you have your own booking engine, which you label with your own name and such, or just simply use. And that offers discounts. So I'm going to say at the first level of use, just the travel engine, booking engine itself is a great resource and a cost savings to the user. However, from there, you can launch a career in the travel business. And, Rick, you are an expert in helping people launch their career. And, Ron Clayton, I know you're no slouch either. But then, lastly, I'll say this. Once you are saying, well, wow, I can launch my business, I can become a travel agent, I can become certified travel agent, but what the heck do I do next? I don't know anything about it. Well, there is an aspect of the Surge 365 portal site that is called Travel Agent University. And in that, you can select your specialties, be it geographical or genre. Now, what do I mean by genre? Well, you can do cruises, you can do vacation packages, you can do car rentals, or you can do all three. And then, for instance, if you take cruises, you can then drill down a little deeper and you become a cruise specialist. Like, I know Ron Clayton is a certified river cruise specialist. And I know the guy who's become the ski specialist, ski with me. Coach G, ski with me, Coach G. But then there's other areas of specialization that you can concentrate on. And it is a turnkey operation that puts you in business or simply gives you a great booking engine, saving you time and money. Rick, anything to add to that?
That's powerful. And people coming off the pandemic, can you imagine somebody sitting home for a year, working from home, really enjoying to control their life, not having to go into an office? And so fast forward to now, and they get a call from the boss saying, hey, we want you to come back into the office. How do you feel? You wanted to escape the office last year, and now you have to come back. You know, we've got a high percentage of folks who have come to that place of decision. Is this the real career for me? Do I want to keep going in this direction? Am I doing this job because of a passion, or am I doing it because I need to make a living? And so you're absolutely right. Being able to have the courage to look around and say, you know, what are my options? And to see something like Surge 365. Who doesn't like to travel? Except for maybe a Navy guy that just gets out the Navy. I'm not going on another ship. But who doesn't like to travel? And so you've got 7.7 billion people globally that have been locked down during COVID that now are starting to peek out the door, you know, test the water, and are traveling. But these are the folks who have courage now that are traveling. But wait until the masses see that it's okay. That door is going to bust wide open. And so when you're looking at options for a new career and you're considering a company like Surge 365 that touches on all aspects of travel, as you mentioned, Gary, yes, you have the career opportunity in travel as an actual travel advisor, an actual travel agent, which is so much fun. Now, personally, I don't want to book travel, but a lot of people don't know, as a travel agent, through Surge 365, it gives you access to vendors who will book the travel for you. And you can be that entry point to the consumer where you find, I want to go to Hawaii. Okay, I can handle that. And then as a travel advisor, you're connecting to the whichever vendor you want who will handle that transaction for you and pay you a commission. So you are that broker middle person. And the option is also there if I want to learn how to do it myself. You have access to all the VACs and all the different pieces of equipment that connect the travel industry globally. You have access to that to learn how to do it yourself, and which is tremendous. And so hospitality and tourism is looking for people. And so YTB, as a host travel agency, through Surge, puts you in front of a real trade. You know, whereas people are going back to school, avoid spending thousands of dollars in tuition, accumulating tuition debt and years of classroom. And here's something that people don't know. Travel before, and it will be after the pandemic, the number one U.S. export. And just being able to own your own travel business, we sell fun. Our work is fun. When you see Ron and Linda traveling the world on cruises over here and over there, and, you know, they're having fun, but they're getting paid to do it, and they're traveling.
Well, you know, Rick, if I could just pick up the microphone, and I'll give it right back to you. I want to testify something and make it clear to our listeners. You mentioned the word commission. People don't understand, and this goes back many, many years, that when you use a travel agent, even a certified travel agent, a certified expert, there is essentially no cost to the use of that travel agent. Now, that travel agent has to pay his mortgages and put food on the table, but he's compensated in commission form from the actual vendors or suppliers themselves. So in other words, you book a cruise, and it's going to be technically, I'm going to modify this, let me finish, it's going to be the same price as if you called the cruise line directly. You get exactly the same price. But wait, there's more. Oftentimes, you'll get a better price. Yes, get a lower price, spend less time, get more information, and don't pay a penny and save money. I'm not promising every cruise, but save money in the process. Now, how can the travel agent do this? Well, the travel agent has special group prices, or he has special times that the cruise company tells him, please sell some cruise and some cabins on this date, and you get a special price on that. And quite honestly, I think I've seen that on the cruise portal sites themselves if you book directly. But I got to ask our listening audience, Rick, why the heck would anybody go directly to the supplier when chances are they're going to get a higher price? Why not go to a certified travel agent and get a lower price? And most importantly, you know, you saving money is one thing, but saving time is another. So you go to a certified travel agent. He knows all the shortcuts. He knows all of the information. So you're not only saving time and saving money, but you're enhancing your vacation. It's priceless. But, Rick, I'll turn it back to you because we're not so much talking about travel agents and booking on a retail level or user level. We're talking about building a large business and having all the resources available for that large business. Now, let's just review some of the resources that are available to you. Number one, you have a portal site. Number two, you have a back office accounting system. Number three, you have the advice and supervision of your advocate, your sponsor. And then, of course, you have the Travel Agent University. And lastly, you have a certified travel agent who will do the booking for you at a split of commissions. But a worker's worth is higher. You make a little more money than you would have made next to zero. And that travel agent, that certified travel agent, that YTB, your travel business travel agent, makes a living too. So, Rick, I told you I was going to turn it right over you, and I talk too much. So I'll get off my high horse and say, back to you, Rick.
Hey, you know, that's a high horse. That's perfect. That's perfect, Gary. And my imitation of a horse. A horse is a horse. Of course. And, boy, that really kind of dates you too, huh? The kids would know nothing about that. A horse is a horse. Of course. You're absolutely right, though, Gary. And let's see. Hold on a second. Yeah, you're absolutely right. The key for me, and you just kind of said it, is the access to the industry. As a person in Surge 365 with the host travel agency and the membership and the customer booking portal, those three main things there, I have access to the entire industry global. And as soon as I come in, who does that? As soon as I come in, if I want to go down that career path as a travel agent, I take some basic training, complete that basic training, and I'm qualified, a qualified travel advisor. We call them referring travel agents. If I want to continue on and become, you know, get a higher classification as a travel advisor, travel agent, I can continue on that path. Or just coming in entry, I can just say, okay, you know, I'm a referring travel agent, meaning I refer people to the industry if they want to book a cruise, if they want to book a destination. I can either do it myself or I can connect them to the industry vendors who will do it for me. But I have options for a particular vacation, let's say Cancun. And if I want to go to Cancun, I can go to the concierge through my Surge 365 membership, wholesale club membership, and have them book it for me at a wholesale rate, saving tons. I can go through my travel agency contacts, and I can have a company like Apple Vacations or any of the number of travel vendors who book trips to Cancun. I can have them do it for me. And because I am a travel agent, travel advisor, I can receive a commission even on my own vacation to Cancun. If I say, okay, let me give my free customer portal, we call it the Vortex, because my neighbor wants to go. Let me give him a free link that's going to save him on his vacation to Cancun. It's going to save him up to 60% when he books the same vacation to Cancun he was going to book anyway, 60% over the public price. I've given him a link that immediately gives him access to deep savings, you know, immediately, so that he doesn't have to pay the public price. He saves up to 60%. Now, as an income stream coming back to me from giving him that free link, I earn 60% of what he saves. And I've actually seen this, savings up to $500 when someone books through the portal for that very same Cancun destination vacation. He saves $500. I earn 60% of what he saves. So I earn 60% of $500. And I've done him a benefit because he saved $500 on the same vacation. And in the industry, I've been given a benefit for sending that business because I earned 60% of the $500. He's not my only friend. But if he was, that's a pretty good deal. It's a win-win situation. And but the access to the industry where I can sit here as a travel advisor and say, okay, I've got a travel full certified travel agency here, accredited travel agency here. I've got a wholesale club membership here with concierge that'll do anything for me, and that's part of the deal. They don't charge me. And I've got a vortex here for my friends and family and even strangers that I can give them, you know, savings, access to savings up to 60% over the public rate, under the public rate. And I earn 60% of what they save. Now, that person I was talking earlier that says, you know what, I'm thinking about maybe not going back to work and working from home, that's what they have access to. Now, one of the things that's really interesting also, and we talk about vocational training, I believe our generation is, and I really don't know this for a fact, but it seems this way, we had more options in, you know, high school, vocational high, where a person could go to the vocational high schools and get a career. I don't see that as much anymore, and the emphasis on that as much anymore, even though we know going 4 years in college, like most of us have, you get out and it's like, okay, everything I learned is outdated. I can't use it. Okay, it's just giving me check the square. I went to college. And now more and more getting a career going to vocational high school makes more sense. You know, 2 years and you're right there in the industry. As a career opportunity in hospitality and tourism, with a tool like the Surge 365 and the host travel agency, YTB, it's vocational training where immediately a person can come in. And college may not be for all the kids. We used to actually do career fairs at high schools, and we would talk to the kids about going into the travel industry, you know, through something like Surge 365. And the kids were, oh, my God, I can do this? And, you know, of course, they have a whole gymnasium floor of all these other folks that have jobs. And all the kids would just congregate around us, and we're showing travel pictures and letting them know that these are the requirements. They're like, I can do this. But it's vocational training where you have the ability to earn while you learn. What do you want to be? I was talking to a lady last week who has a company that she just opened up that teaches stress reduction. How do you reduce stress? And she teaches breathing techniques and meditation. And so she called me, and I was just telling her how the travel agency, Surge 365 in general, can help her. She does weekend events, and she wants to start doing cruise seminars at sea. And she wants to reach out to the special needs population. And so I told her, I said, you know, through Surge 365, through the travel agency, we have a certification called Special Needs at Sea, which gives access, a certification, which gives access to the companies that provide oxygen, you know, those little motor scooter things there, canes, anything that a person needs to help whatever disability or, you know, ability that they have, she has access to. where in her marketing for this company that she just started, she can reach out to a whole segment of population, which is like 25% of the market, special needs and abilities, that she can reach out to. And with this special needs certification, and she can advertise that, you know, that this is what we provide. And that opened her up to a whole new market. I could see her smile over the phone. And because immediately she has access, special needs travel certification. Many weddings have been put off from last year because of the pandemic. They've been pushed back. My kids are in that market. I'm seeing wedding after wedding. They're going to wedding after wedding after wedding. Would you like to be a wedding destination specialist? That training is free. And so a person can actually do Search 365 and the host travel agency access to all the training, a Disney specialist, education and adventure travel specialist, destination cruise specialist, event planning and entertainment. You need to rent a limo, rent it from your own company.
Well, you know, Rick, I'm going to
provide visas.
Rick, I'm going to toot your horn. I'm going to toot your horn and let our audience know that you are a mover and shaker in the business end of the Surge 365 system. You have started a vast amount of people who have become not only business people, entrepreneurs, but they've become successful business people. In some of the ways, now certainly you don't teach the courses, but you open up the courses for specialization. And I'd like to take this opportunity to inform our listening audience that next 4th of July weekend, right here in Western New York, we're planning on a large Surge convocation. And people who want to learn how to use the Surge booking engine can simply stop by. There'll be all sorts of experts and all sorts of travel agents who themselves have started their own travel business. But then in addition, you can then connect up so that one of the things Rick as a mover and shaker is working on is helping develop some of these areas of specialization. For instance, I know Rick and another old guy are working on developing that skiing or mountain resorts, as it's preferable to call it, that area of travel which is specialized and attracts a special type of person, but more importantly, offers a special type of knowledge and service. And then in addition to that, we'll most likely be working on an event planner specialization or certification in that. And the very thing that's happening in Western New York next year is an example of how experts and knowledgeable people can come together to stage a special event. And again, that special event is the African American Veterans Monument ribbon cutting, which will feature a Surge convocation, a Surge Vortex, Surge 365 convocation, where you can come and meet the movers and shakers. You can learn how to set up your own business. You can ask 1,001 questions. Perhaps Ron will answer the first 1,000, but I'm going to turn the 1,001th over to Rick Reese. But Rick will be here. He's going to be one of the keynote speakers. And, boy, things are really taking shape. So I use the expression, and you hit it. You nailed that. You hammered that nail right on the head. Earn while you learn. So, again, that convocation here in Western New York, probably a multiple-day event. There'll be learning seminars. There'll be a vendor's fair of all these specialized suppliers. We may have some ski resorts coming. We may have some cruise companies coming. We may have some tour operators coming. And then you'll have a chance to talk with the Surge top brass. We hope that all of the top brass is going to be here, and they'll be holding a number of seminars or sessions, which will teach you more and more about how you can take advantage of the Surge engine, or you can talk with some of the specialists to learn how you can learn more about a type of product or a specific geographic destination, and then lastly, you can talk with other Surge people who, just like Rick, just like Ron, and another old guy I know, have launched their travel business using the Surge Vortex engine. So that's next July 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. Come to Buffalo, but we'll have more information coming on this, your Blog Talk Radio Travel Tuesday. Rick, I stole the microphone. Back to you.
Awesome. I think that's going to be a fantastic event to plan for.
Rick and Gary?
Yes.
Hi, your host is here.
Hey, host.
Well, you know what? It's really providential. As we started the show, I was having a physical situation here. Plus, my computer wasn't working. And, Gary, you know how blog radio people work and the whole people work? We cover each other's back. I'm so grateful for that, and the show has moved on and going forward because I didn't even have to say it. Gary, I called him and said, Gary, and he just said, I'll do it, and he was on and we're running. Coming back to the
awesome.
Point of this convention, the annual summer convention, what we see some of the things that are going to do is in a couple of weeks the Canadian border is being reopened. And we've not been able to meet with, we have business in Canada. Surge 365 is operational, and they're on the West Coast, and Toronto's the second largest city in the whole country, and we're going to be able to reunite and bring together our brothers and sisters from Canada and be able to expand and open the market again in a big way. And it can cause a tremendous growth situation. I see there's threefold points of this program. Number one is to help Surge grow, strengthen within with the people that are members, grow without bringing new owner-operators of their Surge ownership businesses. And number three, educate them to a level so that we can be more effective at what we do and create more profit for everybody. And I believe the recipe is like baking a cake. We've got all the ingredients here to make one of the most fantastic gourmet cakes that ever has existed in the travel world. And, you know, we're going to bring hope. We're bringing the dream back. We're talking about expanding people's destinations. By the way, Buffalo is one of the most expensive cities to come to as a destination. Yeah, parking. You can get parking in Buffalo for all day event. You can get under $14 a day, sometimes five, sometimes free. A lot of places don't even cost charge. This isn't the big cities. So that's one thing. Food, we have such incredible variety of foods from the number three restaurant in the state of New York is Russell Salvatore's. And he has a memorial park dedicated to the veterans in front of his restaurant. The number one property valued in the city of Buffalo out on Transit Row. And he has, and when you see this location with the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier, with a dedication to the 9/11, the Battle of the Bulge, the dedication to the folks that were lost in an air crash tragedy here, it's a Veterans Heroes Park. And that's right in front of his restaurant. You can't even get to the restaurant with going by and through it. And it's a destination. And so he's probably the best food in Buffalo. And then we got chicken wings. We got the original chicken wings. We can cover it all for everybody and make such a launch the new, well, we're in the new decade, guys, and we're going to turn around and really bring back the world. It's healing America through hope. And that whole part of it really is going to create an excitement. And I'm going to sneak it out, Gary. We actually are set this up now. It's going to be a roadshow, and we're going to take to other cities. We've been asked by some mayors to bring this program to other cities. We'll adapt it to their city because they won't have the dedication ceremony or the monument. But we're going to take this whole program to more cities, and what we're going to attract people and the knowledge and the exposure of Surge 365 as the most dynamic international travel company and opportunity and program in the world. You can't buy that kind of promotion and reception in the marketplace. The timing in this is absolutely incredible.
That's awesome.
Boy, I'd like to add to that and just compare it. You know, if you were to look at one of the fantastically profitable franchises, something like a McDonald's or something like a Tim Hortons or maybe a name that's better known throughout the country, Dunkin' Donuts, coffee type of shop, you'd be looking at hundreds of thousands of dollars just to buy the right to then start setting up your business, which is another huge expense. However, you can get started for zero. There is no franchise cost. There is no fees involved. You simply pay as you go and use your portal and your booking engines. But, you know, Rick, I'm going to come back to earn while you learn. Yeah, there is, of course, a cost of operation, but you cover that cost and more, pennies on the dollar, as you earn while you learn. Rick, over to you.
Earn while you learn. What a concept to be able to learn and earn. Yeah, that's. But Ron, I was just saying that the event that you guys are planning, that's going to be the timing on that is huge, because you're healing people, the hope, you know, you're providing hope to the lives of people, and I mean that's what's needed right now. People are still kind of wandering around, you know, wondering what's going on, what's my future look like, and if you listen to the news, they're just, you know, they're listening to the news, and of course it's keeping them, you know, in Pluto, you know, Pluto realm, but they're going up and down, and being tugged back and forth. What's real? What's not real? Are we out of this? Are we not out of it? And being able to bring something that provides hope to their lives.
A dream.
And just listening to you describe the vision of what we're going to do and the dream of what we're going to do and bringing that to life. And that's one of the things I believe, life is a creation of your own making, your own imagination. Listening to how you're describing an event that's going to happen next year, I'm ready to go today. and that's beautiful when a person can instill a dream in another person, and even more so in a population, even more so in a nation, and taking that show on the road to other cities, tailored to their city. That's huge, and it all starts with an idea. It all starts with an impulse inside that says we got to do something. And I appreciate Joel, and of course, in the legacy that he has left with us, and being able to think that way. You know, not everybody thinks that way. You know, but you know, with the things that we're doing here with the Hope Collection, that's just how we think normally. Who can we help? How can we pay something forward? What do I have in my hand that can be multiplied, offered up to the Lord and multiplied? And so we've got a tremendous opportunity, but I just love how you just described the events that's going to be happening here. And, of course, you gave us the short version because we know that you can use a whole show to describe that.
Well, you know, because that, your passion. That brings up one last point,
Rick,
because the time is growing short here. But information, Rick, on this is available on the HealsThroughHope.org website, or go to Rick Reese's system, which is go to the Hope Collection and sign up and become a member. Then sign up under the Resource Center, and Rick or one of his excellent people will be in touch with you. But you've got to go and register. That's the whole point. I'm sorry, Ron, I cut you off there. It's all yours.
Well, what I started to say was I'm holding in my hand right now an incredible one. My wife just revised the entire PowerPoint of the whole program of the event of the Healing America Through Hope and the AAVM, African American Veterans Monument Dedication Celebration Weekend. I have the PowerPoint in my hand. Then I also have, sitting next to me, I finished writing it up today, the actual proposal outline and for the convention. I've already presented once before to the management team, but I know they're meeting this weekend in Houston, and I want to FedEx this to you so you can, we're going to FedEx it to them too, but Rick, I'd like to send you a set and so that you have it under your arm and arm yourself, and because you kind of are, we appreciate your being our advocate. You are our travel advocate, and we appreciate as you share our passion, as you have seen the vision that we've shared, and know from the length of time that you've been around this organization and the growth. By the way, just for the benefit of Coach, the founder of the collection, the Surge 365 program, we're going to have the Commando National Guard, the recruiting center, is going to do a demonstration where they do, what do they call that when they come off helicopters in the air and they come down on ropes, like they're rappelling off, is it rappelling off a mountain? We're going to have a live demonstration that weekend. We're going to do a commando, and of course we're going to have the tributes. We're going to have the parade of the veterans on Saturday morning, where every veteran is going to get a placard honoring them that they take home for being a veteran. And they're going to cross, that we're having wheeled or carried across the stage and recognize and introduce themselves, every single one of them.
That's exciting.
I think that's the icing on the cake.
Yeah, that's very exciting. I sent you a copy of the retirement ceremony for Coach. And so you saw when he came up on the stage and was so excited. Mm-hmm. One note as we close the show, Scott Tomer, the CEO of Surge 365, said that when he saw his dad, Coach, get up, he said that was one of the first times he saw Coach not walk like an old man, but square his shoulders and stick out his chin and head high and march up to the stadium, up to the podium. And they said, and so afterwards he says, Rick, I want to thank you for doing this, because that was one of the first times I've seen Coach not walk like an old man slouched over, but his shoulders were up and he had his hands and he was moving and his chin was out, and he flashed back to his airborne days. And that's what we're doing. We're helping people, you know, we're giving them hope, you know, that maybe they can flash back to earlier, happier days or whatever the case may be. It's individual to the person. But Scott came up to me and says, I just want to thank you for putting that in my dad. He said that was one of the first times I see him square his shoulders. Isn't that awesome? See, and that's what you, Gary, you and Ron are doing for us, where we can square our shoulders and march.
Earn while you learn. Meet the coach. Meet Rick Reese. Meet other movers and shakers and go in business for yourself, because that's where there's hope. On that, we'll say over and out. Any other closing comments? I always say the Lord's our source. See you tomorrow.
Amen.
Yes, one last message, Rick. Gary and I are going to be available from Friday through whatever time you say Sunday, that if you and any of the management team wants to reach us, and we can do an instant Zoom call and put our face.
Now, here's what's happening. That most likely will not happen this weekend. They have all the national builders coming out for a specific national builder experience. And so that's going to be their primary focus. You know, there's about maybe 15, 20 people coming out. And so we'll see, but that's going to be their primary focus.
Okay. I just want to let you know that we have made ourselves available.
Live,
whatever, to make sure that we can't miss this opportunity in locking
A better opportunity will be while they're back at the home office. But we'll see, because they're going to be totally devoted to these 15, 20 people, and they've had a.
Well, you know, Rick, I'm going to make a quick suggestion that you plant the seed that our convocation here, our convention in Buffalo, New York, is going to set an example of how to build your business, or as a leader, tell others how to build their business. Help each other by helping others help others. And we're going to set the example and the model and the paradigm for success, building your team in Buffalo.
And I'll have the information, so I'm going to hijack someone. Someone's time.
Rick, when are you leaving for Houston?
Friday, I think our flight gets in probably about 3 o'clock or so on Friday.
Okay, so it's Tuesday right now. Thursday, I will have this in your this package in your hands.
Sure, sure. Because I'm going to, I'll have direct access.
Yes, sir. You are one of those 15. I know that. That's why we're so grateful.
Yes.
You're not a talker. You're a walker.
I'm going to suggest that we label this Building Your Business in Buffalo. The summer convention, summer convocation of the Surge Vortex team building group.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, we'll see ya. Yeah, you guys are awesome.
God bless.
We'll see ya.